In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And now, it's time for the Scores Postgame Show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Rayleigh, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com. Now, here are your hosts, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully from the Mully and Haas Show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Wow. Holy guacamole. Welcome in to the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. That was a laugh from our guy Patrick Manley, longest serving bear. And you've seen a lot of things as longest serving bear. We got Ole Krutz as well. I'm Mully from the morning show. Patrick, wow, this shaking. Team's not for the faint of heart. Let's put it that
way. No. I mean, how entertaining is that? How are the bars doing now in downtown Chicago after watching that kick? I'm sure they're pretty excited, but, I mean, you can hear it in my voice. It's just unbelievable, another game like that. It shouldn't have come down to it, but it did. Special teams is another storyline for these Chicago Bears, and fortunately it was going to be written as a bad storyline, and now it comes down to a victorious storyline, the way they did it with the kickoff return and the field goal there. But what a game. I mean, this team this year, I mean, when's the last time we've had games like this that have been this entertaining? And man, oh man, they're 7-3, 1-2 in the division. They did what they needed to do. It's a win. We'll have a lot to talk about. But boy, oh boy, that was exciting. And yes, holy guacamole.
Olin, you called it again. I mean, what the hell is going on?
No. Listen, the Chicago Bears, I think Duvernay stole Caleb's thunder, man. Caleb's the finisher, not Duvernay. Coach Hightower, I've talked about him. Awesome, Pat, like, you know, for a special teams unit to get a return like that in a critical point in a game like that. And these Chicago Bears, guys, finding ways to win. All kind of ways to win football games. And at the end of the game, the defense that had been so good for so long throughout this game, really stifling the Vikings offense and J.J. McCarthy, gives up that touchdown. And you're thinking, well, Caleb's got another chance to put this away. And then Duvernay just takes off, man, and puts them basically in field goal range. And they get a good last run. But listen, Pat, you just said it. Win football games. Win football games. Mully said it. You're 7-3. You're 7-3 here in November, and you're just winning football games, and you look like a team. And obviously, there's a lot to talk about in how the offense looked and certain situations and not getting points off of takeaways. But they're winning football games, and that's really, at the end of the day, all that matters.
I got to tell you, now maybe this is just sort of watching so many of these games over the years, but when they went up 13, I was kind of like, well, you don't want to be up 13. That's only two scores away, and you're thinking about the first game. And then they missed the field goal, and I couldn't help but feel like that was going to happen. Like they were going to trail in this game despite beating them. I mean, not just winning, but beating them pretty soundly. They had done a really good job of kind of letting Minnesota make their mistakes, if you put it that way, with the quarterback. I mean, he was god-awful. And then all of a sudden, they convert a fourth and four. They get the touchdown. Then they convert a fourth and four, and you're sitting there. And we should let everyone know that Olin kind of predicted that's okay. They need the ball with like 50 seconds left for Caleb to win the game.
But if you're going to say that, you better predict I chose them to lose today and get beat pretty bad. So at the end of that game, man, they do. But like you're saying, though, Molly, it's just very interesting to watch this football team. They keep telling us how much they persevere through stuff, how much they believe they're going to win on the sideline. Pat, they keep talking about that in their building, and you keep thinking, you can't keep doing this, right? But they do. They do believe, and they do find ways to win, and sometimes it's the offense, and sometimes it's the defense, and sometimes it's the special teams, but all of them are hanging in there and waiting to make that play to win the football game in a critical situation.
Yeah, but in reality, though, guys, this game shouldn't have come down to this. You know what I mean? I'm sure we'll break it down. There's points of emphasis. J.J. McCarthy had a terrible day. You can't just kick field goals all day and only have one touchdown. You've got to convert those into points. That's why Ben Johnson's here. Still too many drops. Still two illegal procedures. So is my coaching or critical eye, I want more out of this. I'm going to celebrate the win. I'm enjoying the win. My blood pressure still pumped up. I'm still pumped up. But there's things when they go in tomorrow, and then we'll talk about here as well, like I said again, that they need to be better at. This is a game they should have walked away with. They should have walked away with a 10-point-plus win. They were up early that way. They should have capitalized on it with the way J.J. McCarthy was playing. But they got the win at the end, and there is still room for improvement. And they are 7-3.
There's like miles of improvement needed. It's insane that they're able to win like this.
I know.
And do it repeatedly. And I'm losing count. Is that the fifth game this year where Caleb has kind of led the team to a game-winning score and the sixth in his career? And as you say, it wasn't they ran the ball. He didn't really have to do a lot. They got that, like, last week it was a shanked punt, and this week it was a return of a kickoff. And it is just when that happens, you feel uplifted. Like, when you need something to happen and somehow it happens, that is insane. This is nonsensical. Like, it doesn't make any kind of logical progression of one. It just, they keep winning these games.
They do. And even if you think back to early in the game, right, the fumble on the handoff bounces 15 yards back and the backside receiver recovers it, right? That's the kind of year the Chicago Bears are having. And you guys are right. There is so much to work on, Pat. There's so much you can talk about this offense. Talked about in pregame, I saw the Giants were a little ahead of this offense, the defense coordinator, and the things they wanted to do. And you saw Flores today blitzing them from the edges to slow down their run game, right? You saw a lot of concepts that the Flores was running. I think Brady said he was blitzing 70-75% of the time, right? He was doubling his blitz rate against the Chicago Bears and kept them under 20 points and kept them from scoring touchdowns even when they had takeaways. And all that stuff is true. But what also is true, when it's time to win the game, when it's time for a big third down, Colson Loveland makes guys miss, right? When there's time to make a play, Duvernay makes a play. There's also times when the Chicago Bears are also making football plays that are becoming pretty impressive. Now, J.J. McCarthy, Pat pointed out, absolutely stunk today. And his receivers dropped some critical passes, but so did the Bears. And, but when I go all the way back to week one of the football season, I said, well, Olin, what do you think the Bears' record's going to be? I said, probably 8-9 or something. See, they're 500 or five below, right? Like, they won't be very good. And here they are at 7-3, man. 7-3, and if you talk about their luck, right? I think Rodgers looked like he got hurt today. You just talk about different things that are falling into place this year. Pretty interesting year these Chicago Bears are having.
Yeah, I kind of say it as like a growth year, Olin. I think about when we were younger, 2005, we had a growth year. We weren't, let me go back to 2001. We had those two miraculous wins. You learn how to win then. It took us a little while to get going back to 2005. But you're learning how to win. You're bringing this team together. You're winning close games. They're not a good team yet. I still don't think they're a good team. They figure out a way to win, but if they play much better competition, I don't see this stuff happening. But they're learning. They're getting better. The belief is there. Olin, I want to go back to your play. You were talking about the fumble with Rome. That's just effort, man. Mm-hmm. That's buying into the team. That's stuff that, you know, some guys wouldn't do that. Some guys wouldn't be there, wouldn't make their, you know, excuse me, make that effort to go pick up the ball. So that's a lot of stuff the team is doing well. Just there's some execution and things that we're seeing on the field that needs to be better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it is – there's a lot to talk about out of this game. But the Bears were statistically dominating that team. And it's bizarre to get to the end of the game and see that Caleb Williams completed the exact same passes as J.J. McCarthy. And Caleb mm-hmm. seemed like he was playing twice as well. And then J.J. McCarthy obviously – threw a touchdown, which Caleb didn't, but he threw two picks. And that mm-hmm. has got to be, again, one of these incredible statistics that you look at with the Bears. You know, again, they held the ball so much longer. The time of possession was so lopsided. It is kind of miraculous that they gave up the lead to begin with. It took kind of a lot of bad mistakes at the end of the game. There were two consecutive sacks. They had a big return, and next thing you know, they are up by six, and then we saw what happened when they allow a fourth and four. They were 3 of 11 again on third downs, but they allowed that fourth and four, and that changed the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's just interesting when you watch it, you're talking about the plays they make and the plays they don't make, and you talk about the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings were 9-1 in one score games last year. They ended the year 14-3. Yeah. Right? The Bears are on that kind of run. They're on that kind of run where you find ways to win football games. And like you're saying, Mully, of the offense again didn't put the ball in the end zone, and then we missed the field goal. I think we missed the field goal on a takeaway, and then we didn't put the ball in the end zone on another takeaway. We got 3 points. So you don't get much out of your takeaways. And I remember thinking at halftime, how is it only 10-3, right? I just was trying to do the math, and then you're thinking the Vikings are hanging around, and they get that big punt return, and then they start scoring again. You're like, gosh, I think I saw this in week one, right? I think we saw this, and I'm like, okay, Caleb's going to, you know, make a play. But like you're saying, it just – McCarthy has a way of getting hot during the game, right? If you give him that fourth and four completion, all of a sudden he's dealing, and then the lack of pressure again was a problem from the Bears' D-line late in the game, right? We talk about one interception. Grady Jarrett was there pushing that O-lineman in, Will Fries, into McCarthy. But not a lot of pressure during the game on the quarterback. But, you know, it's crazy to watch go back through this game and be like, gosh, how did the Vikings even hang around with the time of possession and everything? It's just because, Pat, we didn't put the ball in the end zone.
Yeah. You got to score points. You were talking about you always talk about finding points under rocks. You know, they were what, sixth in the league in scoring points, and today you expected more out of that, and that's unfortunate. I thought what was interesting the when we were getting ready to come on, I was watching the TV clip, and Caleb was kind of shaking his head like he was a little disappointed.
Yes,
which I kind of like that. You know, he wants to play better. It's a win, but you want more, and that's the way I kind of feel after that. I'm like, thank God we won. We should have won. It should have been a bigger win. I have no problem with an athlete or a player feeling that way. Enjoy the win, but also try to get better. And if that's what he's thinking, we'll find out maybe later on in the post-game press conference and stuff like that. But I like that that kind of demeanor from him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is just a year like
it's really a good point because you could see he was frustrated during the game, even on the sideline, right? Yelling and talking. And he wants to move the ball down the field. And so does the offense, right? And it seemed like they had a good plan. I thought it was too cute sometimes, laying a game with Bajan on the field and the fake screen. And then the Vikings, late in the game, found a way to actually get Caleb on the ground, which we haven't seen in 2 or 3 weeks, right? They got a few sacks there late in the game. And just started – the momentum started changing a little bit as we went in. You're Tom Brady talking about, like, you don't want to keep taking these hits, right? You don't want to keep holding onto the ball where you're taking these hits. But the Vikings – you're thinking to yourself, well, if you're a Chicago Bears fan or radio analyst, you're thinking, I'm watching this and the Vikings, it seems like we're dominating the game, but the Vikings are right there, right? And they just keep hanging around and hanging around, and all of a sudden a couple things go their way, and then they have a 1-point lead. you know, but obviously the Bears find a way to win. But a few problems there on offense where we're not moving the ball, we're not getting on the field, and we're not getting in the end zone against Flores. Now on the road in Minnesota, in that stadium with the crowd noise against Flores and all the blitzing, that is a problem. You know, that is a tough environment to score a lot of points
right.
in.
And the drops hurt as well. They were still drops again, right? I mean, those are very catchable drops. They weren't just like out of the arm stretch and touching the, you know, if you touch it, you can catch it kind of drops. They were drops that were right in the chest. The DJ drop was big. So they've got to clean that stuff up. There's just a lot to clean up. But, guys, they still won the damn game. It's
DJ
exciting. We're sitting at 7-3.
DJ made one of the most remarkable catches you're ever going to see.
Right.
Where he kind of trapped the ball. And then he drops one that DJ makes 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Like, he's not a guy with the dropsies. It took a lot of bad things to happen, as you're pointing out, for them to take the lead. But then for the Bears to win. And it's so weird because last week I felt like, oh, that was outrageous. What are you doing? And now I'm just kind of like, yeah, well, that's what they do. You know, they're going to win like that. Like, it's just, do they feel that way? Are they so nonchalant? It's just like, there's 50 seconds. We'll get this done. What are we worried about?
Well, I think we do, because on our text chain, Olin, you kind of called it, like you said, Mully.
He called it.
I mean, they have to feel the same way on the sideline. They probably looked up and like, all right, 50 seconds, we're all right. I mean, they weren't expecting Duvernay to do what he did probably, but – yeah, there's just belief on that sideline. I guarantee you all those guys are going to say the same thing in the locker room afterwards. Yeah, we believe we can win. You give us enough time at the end of the game, we believe we can win. And it kind of feels that way. When I saw 50 seconds, three timeouts, I'm like, they can do this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure, right? I said I almost thought like he gets scored way too early, right? Like, gave him a minute. You gave him a minute with three, because Caleb, like, it's like that, right? Like we're talking about that play after the fumble, Pat. You talked about Rome's hustle and buying and recovering.
Mm-hmm.
The next play is a 24-yard gain. Right? He's like, oh, good. We're perfect. We're in second and 25. Awesome, man. Exactly. This is great for us, right? So when you watch it, and when it comes to the drops, Molly, I was thinking about what you mentioned, which I knew nothing about, was the sun in the stadium. I don't know. I don't know because the drops were on both sides, right? The drops were
That's true.
You know, Addison had a drop, Hawkins had a drop, DJ Moore had a drop, a couple guys on the Bears had a drop. So just interesting. I don't know much about that, but I was thinking that when they were dropping it. But to your guys' point, man, I mean, these Bears that we're watching in one-score games this year are finding ways to win. And a lot of that is believing that, we know what we have to do here. We have to get a good return. Mm-hmm. Right? We got to get a good return, and then we got to execute our offense, and we got plenty of time, and we got a quarterback who's plenty dangerous enough with an arm and can run around and get out of the pocket. And we got receivers. And with Colson Loveland, Harrison Smith wanted nothing to do with tackling Colson Loveland.
Yeah.
Harrison Smith came downhill and he said, I'm 35 years old. I am not running into this big tight end, right? So you almost have to go back and go like, okay, I got to go through all these games again, right? All these one-score wins, like everything that's actually happened this year for the Chicago Bears. But you also have to say, okay, that's all true, and the football didn't look great today. Someone texted me halfway through the game. This is a horrible game to watch, which I never feel like when I watch football. I actually was enjoying the game, but, you know, some guys are football snobs. But when you just look at these Chicago Bears, it's like, well, somebody has to make a play at some point to win the game.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
I just want to know who's listening right now and knows who you're talking to. That person right now is like, oh, man.
The other thing is you're so right. The one thing we've seen from this group all year long is the ability to score points. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that the head coach is going to be very disappointed by 19 points. They've been, you know, what are they averaging, 24, 20? I mean, they've been, like, so much better in terms of scoring, and to only score 19 and win a game is fairly extraordinary considering the injuries on defense, the way they've been playing, and the way that – but man, I mean, Minnesota had no business being in that game. I mean, they just were terrible for a large portion of the game. And yet they managed to get a lead in the final minute. And again,
the Bears had the ball almost 14 more minutes.
I know.
Than the Vikings. That's what's incredible. You know, there's stats you go down, you look at always the play sheet and all that. That's one I look at. That doesn't tell the story. You think that it would be like a 10 to 12 point win, but you know, 14 minutes of holding the ball with winning the turnover battle by two as well. You know, those are just stats when you look at that and you show somebody like, oh, we won by, you know, two scores. You wouldn't say that that's a 50-second comeback win with a kickoff return to the midfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it's hard to keep explaining how they're winning these football games and the style they're doing it at. And, you know, it's like if you'd have said, okay, Duvernay is going to break away, right, at this moment in the game, and that way put, you know, Cairo, who just missed the field goal, in position to win the football game. And then on the last down, for whatever reason, Flores is going to play a safe defense, and Swift's going to get 8 yards to put us in field goal range. So just, you know, the Chicago Bears, Mully, like you said, average a lot of points coming into the game. But sometimes when I watch Ben coach, I'm thinking to myself, he's watching J.J. McCarthy playing and calling a pretty safe game.
Right.
Like not really going after it, not really emptying his playbook. You know, obviously he wants to put the ball in the end zone, but a lot of it is kind of, you know, runs behind Darnell Wright and Jonah Jackson and Dahlman, and just kind of, you know, good throws. And okay, if we don't turn the ball over here, the way this quarterback is playing, I'd almost come back to bite them. But we don't turn the ball over. We're in this game. We go on a roll. We win a game. I think Mully, you talked about, I don't know the exact stats, but how many wins do they have in the NFC North? Right? How many wins on the road do they have in the NFC North in the last 2 or 3 years? I mean, this is a big win. No matter how they got it for these Chicago Bears, Pat, it's a huge win in your division on the road against the Minnesota Vikings. I know the way J.J. McCarthy played. I know it was a long kickoff return, but finding ways to win in your division, finding a road win, being in first place, Lions at Philadelphia, right? It's just really is a really, really big win for Halas Hall and that building.
Olin, you mentioned it in the pregame, and those feel better on the bus. The bus or the plane ride home. They really do when you beat your division opponent up there, you know, in a away game. It feels a little different, and that, you know, it goes a long way because you always talk about how you can win your division of winning your home games, splitting the road games, and that's a big one. That's starting out 0-2 in your division and getting that road win, that's big for the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm. All right, 312-644-6767. That is the telephone number. We're going to get to your phone calls. The Bears, they do it again. The Bears take another game off the calendar, and now they're 7-3. Pretty extraordinary when you think about the way they've won these games. And, they're this year's Vikings. Is that it? Okay, we'll take it. That is.
I'm getting ready for the playoffs, Mully. I'm done. I can get big-headed. I don't play on the team. I'm not in the building.
Yep.
I'm getting
what
ready.
What seed are we going for? Olin, what seed are we going for? Let's talk about seed.
Hey, man, I want a home game. You know, I want a home game.
Okay, home game would be good. We haven't had one.
Get the number one seed. Get the big seed.
Why not?
Yeah, hey, get the division lead tonight. Yeah, I love it. All right. It's the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and a Turo Tire on the Score.
Bear the f*** down.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How about these Bears? Trying to win the third consecutive game with a last-minute comeback win. Now it's on the foot of Cairo Santos to win it or lose it. Santos puts it up and...
We're back with more of the Scores postgame show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live with the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome back to the football postgame show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and a Turo Tire. And that, of course, was the game winner. And that's kind of what the Bears do. And I don't think they are comeback kids. I think it's more like cardiac kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm fine. My heart rate's finally slowing down.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch the game with an EKG machine.
No doubt. Is that three games this year that have come down to the final kick? Jake Moody's, right? Cairo's
yes.
there, and then the block kick by Josh Blackwell.
I think that's three games
that have come down to the final kick they've won, whether it's blocked one or made two to win. So that's, you know, we've got on Richard Hightower. I get on him quite a bit. It wasn't his best game, but special teams came through at the end. That's three times this year they've, you know, not one game. I never say you win games because of special teams. Our job is a lot less than everybody else, but you help win the game, and they did their job, and credit to them, and credit to Cairo. I got to give him credit too, coming back from the 45-yard miss that just a plain miss. Just he pulled it left, and then hits that 48-yarder to win, and that's huge. That goes a long way in the locker room.
That really does, man. And you know, I mean, Pat said I special teams, but I played with Devin Hester, so I'll give him credit for winning a few games. and the thing with Cairo, I love how we give him credit for putting himself in his own situation, but.
Special teams put him there with Devin Duvernay. There was gotcha. No O-line blocking.
Yeah, well, no, him missing a field goal.
He missed his own field goal. Yeah.
He gave himself a problem and then fixed it. I like that.
Yeah.
That seems like my style. No.
He went out on top.
Like you're saying, yeah. Man, Coach Hightower just – but the special teams is an example of this football team, right, just of the way – they may make mistakes, but they keep fighting. They're going to make a play. They're probably all on the sideline. Like, who cares? Let's just go make a play.
Yeah.
Let's go make a play after you miss. Don't worry about Cairo. We got you. Like, Pat, we played on that 2001 team. It was like that, right? It was like, yeah, man, I know that was – don't worry. We're going to find a way to win this football game. It's the weirdest thing to be on a team like that. And when things keep bouncing, you ain't going your way. You're like, no. Don't get down. Don't even worry about it. Someone's going to make a play. We'll be right back in this game. We're going to win the football game. And sure enough, man, you know, it's McLeod and Nashawn Wright at cornerback at the end of the game, right? And it's like, man, like just find ways to win football games with these cornerbacks that Dennis Allen said. Now, obviously, Nashawn Wright, as Tom Brady did a great job of pointing out how he didn't widen in the zone and he left that zone open. But they probably came to the sideline. And the offense and the special teams like, don't even worry about it. We're going to go down there. We're going to score points. We're going to win this football game. Don't hang your head. And that you can almost feel that coming off the Bears sideline because our our post-game text chain is like that. Like, we don't even care. Don't even worry about it. Find a way to win this football game. You know, so a team that perseveres, goes through ups and downs, but sticks together and finds ways to win. And to your point, Pat, there's going to be a lot of time to talk about how bad it really was for a while on offense, how they played, how they didn't move the ball, how we made mistakes on special teams and things like that, and how bad J.J. McCarthy actually was. But, again, you're 7-3.
I guess you got to learn to just kind of kick back, admire Tom Brady's watch, and just wait for the Bears to win at the end of the game.
Was that a clone watch? Did he clone that watch, or is that just a regular? Or that might have been a clone watch.
Did he steal that watch? That looked like it was like something that.
I don't think Tom has to steal very many things, Molly. I don't think Tom.
He lost a lot. Is that what you're telling
me? I don't think Tom steals much, to be honest with you.
No, he doesn't have to.
He was. He did a great job, I thought, today.
I thought he was good.
Talking about, he gives you a real quarterback perspective. You know that they don't watch the line at all. Theo Benedict was hurt for like 1 minute and didn't even notice it, right? They have no idea what's going on at the line of scrimmage. They're watching receivers and quarterbacks, and they're not watching any of that stuff. But really good job talking about the way Caleb's got to take the check down, holds the ball. They talked about J.J. McCarthy too, holding the ball too long, and the ball's got to come out earlier, and just things that he was talking about was very interesting to watch him break down the two young quarterbacks and the things that he thought they had to work on.
All right. We got a lot of people who want to check in. Let's get to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Let's start with Ron. He's in Indianapolis. Good afternoon, Ron.
Hello, I'm on.
You are on, hello, sir. Yes. Ron,
yes,
you're on.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. It was a nice win, but I'm going to tell you something what you guys don't want to hear. What's stopping the Bears from making it to the next level is you got a glaring issue on the offense with this team. You got a quarterback, once he get inside the red zone, he falls completely apart. Unless he can scramble in there or his running game gets him in there, there's certain passes he can make when the defense tightens up down there. Reason why the Viking was able to keep in the game is because once the Bears get out inside the 20, they almost have to go for field goals. And that's not going to work against Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, the better teams coming in. You got to be able to score in the end zone. And I'm beginning to question, can Caleb Williams make certain plays in that red zone? Thanks for hearing me.
That's a strange takeaway as far as I'm concerned. I think he's done – they didn't score a lot of points this time. I get you. But I didn't come away thinking Caleb's a problem. What do you think of that?
I don't think Caleb's the problem. I think there is some improvement that can be there. Obviously, they didn't put the points up. And it's kind of shown that way all year long that I'm not super confident in the red zone offense. I think that's a place where Caleb and Ben Johnson can get better together.
Right.
Olin, you've talked about it. Everybody talks about it. It's players, not plays in the red zone. I think they can dial up some better plays for the players. And I do think that can get better. I would like to see them capitalize more on the red zone. But overall this year, it hasn't been terrible, but that's just another room of improvement. We talk about a 7-3 team, that it could get better.
Right. I think that to the caller's point, I mean, I didn't see – I don't know. I think they were only in the red zone twice today, maybe two or three times today. But I did see him, you know, like on the first third down, he missed Rome Odunze, right? Rome was a one-on-one.
Yeah.
And he was open. He overthrew him. And then he missed DJ Moore on the next third down. So there were some accuracy issues early in the game. But as far as the red zone goes, to your point, Pat, you know, maybe that's time to come out of the under center offense and the boots and stuff and go into more of a college style and let Caleb use his legs and like zone read and RPOs and go, like you're saying, go to the players and not the plays, but leaning on the offensive line. I would have to go back. Ron makes a point that I would have to go back and study their red zone the last four or five games and see what they've been doing and exactly what they've been struggling with. Now, like Molly mentioned, they have scored points, right? They are up there in scoring points in the league today. Wasn't one of those days, but when the field condenses, is Caleb struggling a little bit? Is he running around a lot? Is he holding the ball? I think he's doing that no matter where he is on the field.
Right.
Right.
Are they featuring Loveland enough in the red zone? That's a big body, tall man, good hands. I don't know. I mean, that maybe call his number once or twice down there. We saw the Packers kind of just use the tight end with insanity over the years, you know, always throwing touchdowns to the tight end. I don't know.
Well, they definitely have the guys, Molly, to your point. They definitely have the weapons and the players, and now their offensive line is blocking run plays well. And Monungai, man, he is a tough runner down there today on that inside zone. I think he almost – Metellus, I don't know Metellus' helmet. He must have you know, got a new helmet on the sideline. That Monungai is a tough runner, man. And Eric Bieniemy got off the mat, right, Pat? You got to get off the mat there.
Eric Bieniemy.
I'm an old ball player. I stood on sidelines. I'm so worried about that half the time. But he took a hit. And all the running backs and the coach was physical today. You know, watching. And I thought Swift late in the game ran real physical, man. I thought he was running downhill, running through tackles. I thought – that was a critical point in the game when he was running the ball, and it was just –
It's like 9 yards a carry. I mean, he was just pounding over people. You're right.
Yeah.
Let's try Mark. He's on the northwest side. Hey, Mark.
What's up, guys? You know, I've got a lot of thoughts about this game, whether it's, you know, drop balls or inconsistency on offense, but – one thing's for sure, it's a lot of fun watching this team win ball games week after week. Mm-hmm. But I think I've been thinking about, I was with my father who was watching the game, and he leans over to me during the game. He's like, "Do you remember the cardiac Cardinals?" And I said, "What about cardiac Caleb?" Because that's what this guy is just doing every week, just making my heart rate go through the roof with these wins. You know, just can't make it easy, you know? Just wonder what your thoughts are on that nickname.
Yeah, but Mark, not only the wins, just the way he plays football on every down, right? Where it's a spin out and a roll out, and you're like, he's about to get sacked. There's going to be a sack fumble. I mean, today, you know, I think Redmond hits him, and the ball flies up in the air and then lands right back in Caleb's chest, right? It's just, it's almost every drive he makes someone miss, rolls out, runs down, and then you don't know if he's throwing out of bounds or he's flinging it down the field to some wide receiver. So, I don't think it's a bad nickname to call him Cardiac Caleb, to be honest.
Well, I call that because I wonder what he's like in the huddle after all those runs. It has to be hard for him to call the play, right? I mean, he's got to have some incredible oxygen, man.
I just think
about some of those runs and scrambles coming back in, trying to get that play and call it. You're probably like, just take a deep breath for 1 second. But, yeah, he's cardiac for two reasons.
That was the shocking thing about him getting sacked 2 times, is that – nobody can get to him. Like, it was you almost get a little cocky about it, and you know, you're kind of like, oh, he is human. Oh no,
the Dallas Turner one. I mean, he had him.
Yes.
He had him basically bent over sideways and thought he was going to take him down. Next thing, he spins out of that. I don't know
how to get out of that. I mean, that was — someone said that maybe his size works for him because he's not very big and you can't get him and his legs are strong. I don't know how he got out of that. It looked like he was down. I couldn't believe all of a sudden he comes squirting out of that. It was pretty extraordinary. All right, let's try Tony. Tony's on the road. Morning or afternoon, Tony.
Guys, when this game started, I was 20. I'm now 42. I can't take it anymore. Unbelievable. I just crossed the beautiful, mighty Mississippi River heading back to Muscatine, Iowa from the Chicago area, and I don't know if we just need to dial things in a little bit more on offense, or are we missing a few pieces on defense? I'm going to hang up and listen because I haven't stopped sweating. That might be a weight thing, but also a stress thing. Thanks for all that you do, and go Bears. I can't take it anymore.
Oh, that's great, Tony. That's hilarious.
That's a great call. I mean, how much fun is this compared to the years past, man? We're talking about a win. With all that, you know, you can talk about negatives and how they can play better and all that kind of stuff. And just to hear the Bears fans, to hear us, our tone and our voice, just to be excited for this team, and 7 wins is great. But, I mean, they're just – I don't know. We keep saying, how long can they do this? How long can they do this? And we were talking in the text chain. Olin's like, let them score. Oh, Caleb will take them down there and win. I'm like, no way, man. They've run out of their luck. They have run out. No, they haven't. No, I guess they're going to just do it all year long.
Pat, I learned that from you. You were like, no, they're going to get four more takeaways. And I was like, and I got off the radio show like 3 or 4 weeks ago thinking, Pat's nuts. Like, they can't do that again. But sure enough, I mean, Byard gets another one today, right? Yes. Makes a great play. Nashawn Wright's interception, man.
That was awesome.
His arms like had extenders on him when he grabbed that ball and came down with it. And he was, it looked like he baited the quarterback to throw it, and he ran it down and picked it off and just – you know, they end up with the two more takeaways today, Pat. I mean, add that to now it's 22, right? It's 22 on the year. Yeah. And just that kind of plays that they're making to the call. Like, you're watching the game and thinking they can't keep doing this, but they do. Caleb can't get out of this another sack, but he does, right? They can't make another play at the end of the game to win this game, and they do. And here we are sitting here, man, 7 wins in the last 8 weeks. And even our show doesn't know how to act. We don't know how to act.
Winning this
no.
I'm going upstairs to grab all my Bears alumni stuff. I got to wash it. I haven't worn it in like 3 years. So I got to wash it. I got to clean it off. I got my Bears 100. I'm going to be like, I was a Chicago Bear, right? I'm in Illinois game yesterday. Sitting in the stands, and guys come up to me. They're like, are they going to win? And I'm like, no, they're not going to beat the Vikings. And I'm wrong. They definitely be. And the guy in the fan at the Illinois game is like, Olin, they're gonna win. That's what they do. And he knows. He's right. They do win, Pat. So I gotta clean off my jacket, and I'm gonna go grab my jersey. I got it somewhere around here. And I'm gonna work.
I mean, the thing is, it's last year you were kind of like, oh, they can't lose again. How are they losing like that? How did they lose that game? And they did that for weeks. And you were just kind of, oh my God, they had a winning record at some point, and they're losing 10 in a row. This is like the opposite. This is just like the gods are smiling on them, or is it all self-belief? It's just extraordinary to see unfold. It really is.
I got to give Ben Johnson credit. I mean, that starts up top. I mean, that's belief inside that building. He hired some good coaches. You know, Al Harris keeps talking about, I think Jason McKee said that Al Harris said they're going to get four turnovers.
Yeah.
So he puts a high expectation, high standard on those guys. And that starts with Ben Johnson. I got to give him credit.
Or he's listening to you. Maybe he's just listening to you.
Okay, sure. I'll take that. Sure.
For sure. But Pat, like, what a great job he's done, right? Al Harris with the injuries they've had and the guys they have out and the guys they have in the game. Competing for balls, getting takeaways, the way they play the run. We talk about the receivers, and they're buying in the run game, and that's on film. Watch the cornerbacks fit the runs.
Yeah.
Watch them come downhill and hit guys. Watch them fit in there. Watch Gardner Johnson. Watch Nashawn Wright. Watch Tyree Stevenson. Watch Brisker. Watch Byard. Watch them fill in there and hit guys, man. It's fun to watch this football team. There's a point, man, I thought Cole Kmet was like Ram Man today. Every time he caught a check down. And we've been talking about, like, Caleb's got to take the easy ones, right?
Yeah.
He was taking some easy ones here, and Cole Kmet was turning up field with bad intentions.
Yes.
Man. I mean, he got me off my couch at one point. I was like, I'll yell, like, run that mother effer over. Like, I was happy to why. He was making those cornerbacks, like, if you're going to tackle me, you're going to pay, man. So it's fun to watch that football team. That's what I'm saying. Like, they are – finding ways late in games that seems like luck to win games, but when you go through the game, you're like, they are making some plays here to win this football game, to dominate this football game, to be there to win the game. And like you're saying, Molly, last year, or what was it, before we went on this run in the last 15 games, we were 1-14, right? Like, they were finding ways to lose. So credit Ben Johnson and his staff, and we all know what we're watching. These aren't great teams, and J.J. McCarthy has a lot of work to do. But we used to lose these football games. And I am happy, and I'm sure you guys are too, happy as hell to be winning them.
Yep.
Great stuff. We'll be right back. 312-644-6767. We'll get to all your calls. You're listening to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing in Atturo.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tire.
Here's Devin Duvernay. Looks for a block. Oh, big run! Duvernay, look at this! Across the 50, and a huge return for Devin Duvernay! The all-pro returner delivers in the clutch moment.
We're back with more of the Scores postgame show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live with the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome back to the football postgame show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. It is time for the Who's Hot and Who's Cold segment, sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. I am bumming about who we've chosen for the cold, and I know you guys, maybe you got a better candidate, but the hot is going to be the man who helped win the game, right there. You heard it. A kick return, believe it or not. 56-yard kick return from Devin Duvernay. That's pretty good. I mean, he 56 yards. He only returned one kick, as it turned out, on the day, and it was the right one at the right time, and it was the equivalent of a shanked punt a week ago. He got them in position and set up the game-winning field goal. So congrats to Devin Duvernay. He's our hot guy. Cold, I hate to say this because it's – I just love the guy, but can we – dare we settle? I mean, listen, you know, I'm not even sure what Montez Sweat did. There's guys we could pick, but
he
apparently –
picked the ball.
Yeah. Are we going to pick – DJ
Moore. Rush, right? We wanted a little more pass rush, but obviously cold is the offense scoring points. It was pretty damn cold today. But
yeah.
Pat, did you watch the kickoff return yet? You got a breakdown on that yet?
I haven't yet, but I got a thought on it because okay. It looked like to me it looked like a counter. So it means they're running, you know, running to left and he comes back to the right and breaks it out. I want to go back and look because this is a good coaching point or a good coaching thing that Hightower did was where you set that up all game. So you continue running kind of the same look the whole game, right? The same return, just kind of hit it up left, hit it up left, hit it up left. And then you wait for that moment when you need it and you pull that counter out. And it looked like that's what it was. I want to go back and watch all the kickoff returns because it looked like a counter. So everything's running to the left, running to the left, and they break it off to the right. And they over-pursued from there, the Vikings' left side, and they left that wide open. So if that's what it was, that's a lot of credit to Hightower of putting that, you know, kind of waiting on that and sitting on that and using it at that moment. That's what you do it for.
Mm-hmm.
They had three returns. Josh Blackwell had a 30-yard return.
That could have been bigger.
Roshan with a 22-yard return, and then the 56-yarder ends up winning the game, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Josh Blackwell was a shoestring tackle. That might have been a house call if he would not got tackled. But that's they did a nice job on the kickoff return. It was interesting. We talked to Matthew Collier from PurpleInsider.com.
Yes.
He actually texted me at the end of the game. He's like, "I'm surprised." Or good call on calling special teams to be a part of the game. But I just kind of saw that. I felt that way with their returner as well. They hit the big one on us as well. That kid's, I think, going to be a pretty dynamic returner. He's a young undrafted mm-hmm. free agent. For the Vikings. So I thought that was going to be more of the game, but then for the Bears to come out with Devin Duvernay and hitting that counter against them, that was nice.
But the cool thing about it is that the Bengals game, we were talking about what the hell's wrong with the defense and the special teams, right? And the Bears mm-hmm. offense carries them to that victory, 47-42. Well, today they win 19-17 defense and special teams. A different way to win the game. And I guess Pat's not going to talk about the text I sent him on like Tuesday about the Vikings special teams this week.
You did.
Special team. I guess we're not going to mention that. He gives Matthew Collier a shout out, but he ain't going to give me one. I got history on my day. I got it on my phone.
It's
true. I'm going to put it on Twitter.
I think it was Wednesday. Was it Wednesday or Tuesday? I don't know what it was.
I was trying to go earlier. I was trying to act like I was a hard worker. That's my fault.
Yeah, you are. You outworked me on that. When you got me, I was like, special teams? Yeah. This is the first time in 11 years we've been doing this. I go, something must be going on.
I saw that Vikings returner, and I was like, man, this guy's going to be something. Man, he was hitting it this far.
Yeah, he is. And they are inconsistent. Matthew Collier was right. They had a penalty. He said there are penalties, right? They had a nice return that was called back from a penalty as well. It's just hard, guys. I tell you what, special teams right now, when I talked to Spiegel and Holmes on Thursday, they were asking me about it. The kickoff return is so hard to figure out. It is, I think the special teams coaches, there's an article, I think Connor Orr wrote it in the SI, they're still trying to figure it out. I watch it every week, and I'm like, what are they doing? And they're trying formationally to do different things. I know Minnesota did that a couple weeks ago.
They
don't understand it, and it is one of the hardest plays to block. If you're on the kickoff return team, to turn around and sprint in that little short area to block somebody, that's why you see these returns not hitting as much. I mean, it's a really, really hard phase of the game to coach and to play. So it'll be interesting to see how this evolves over time and how coaches adapt.
Is it just because of how young it is, Pat, that there's not a lot of film on it? It hasn't been done a lot, so that's what they're saying. Like, they don't even know what works and what doesn't work?
Yeah, there's a point. I forgot what Frank Ross, I think it's the Titans special teams coordinator, was talking. When they implemented this rule, it was him, his assistant, and some other, like, film guy trying to walk through different scenarios just amongst themselves before the players got there. And he's like, it's three little white guys trying to figure out how to block and run this special teams, kickoff return. So they're still learning. Like, they don't know. And they have a limited amount of film that they're watching with the world's best athletes trying to do this. And they're trying to figure out, angles, depth, all that kind of stuff of how they can maximize returns and coverage. So it's just new to them, and they'll figure it out. Guys like Dave Tobe, he did it over the years he'll figure something out, and they'll just adapt and they'll adjust and they'll get it figured out to clean it up a little bit. But it's making the game a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting stuff. All right, we got to take a quick timeout. We'll get back to the phone lines. We're also trying to track down Ben Johnson. Do we have Ben Johnson, Tyler? We do. We can play a few minutes of Ben Johnson in the postgame when we return. You are listening to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and a Turo Tire.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.